Hello?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area, and we're accepting a poll on people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. So as of right now, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Alright, thank you. So, are you registered to vote as, like, Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I am going to vote Democrat.
All right. So, would that be you're registered to vote as a Democrat?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Oh, are you going to say something?
No, I'm sorry. Say again.
So the next question is, what are the chances that you're going to vote in the November general elections for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Would you say you're
100%? Very. 100%, I will vote, yes.
All right, thank you. So would you mind telling me your age, or would you rather give you some, like, age ranges? And you tell me which one you think?
I'm happy to tell you my age. I'm 69.
69, all right, thank you. So in Florida, the media describes people who live there as they're being, like, black or white or Hispanic, but what would you say your race is?
I am Caucasian, white.
Occasion. All right, thank you. So generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Under Ron DeSantis, absolutely in the wrong direction.
All right. So thinking about the elections for Congress, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat candidate.
Definitely, or would you lean towards voting for them?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people in organizations. And if you have like heard of them, if you could basically give me kind of like a scale on what's your opinion about them. So would you say you have a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or if you don't recognize these people or have no opinion, meaning you can't rate them, those are also options. So the first person is Darren Prado.
I don't know him. Don't know him,
her. All right. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? I have an extremely favorable opinion of Joe Biden.
All right.
What was the first one again?
The first one was Darren Schotto.
Don't know Darren Schotto, no.
All right. Ron DeSantis.
Horrible. Is there a scale less than zero? Very unfavorable.
All right, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Horrible.
As well, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
In
Congress? Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're driving this country into the ground. Very unfavorable.
All right, thank you. What about Project 2025?
Horrible.
As well?
Absolutely horrible. Zero. What can we say about that?
All right.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
Doing the best they can.
All right. So would you say, like,
Bob Menendez needs to be removed. I think he was removed. But overall, I'm very pleased with the Democrats in Congress, both the House and the Senate.
All right. So would you say you're, like, very favorable towards them or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Very unfavorable. Horrible. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
What about Kamala Harris?
100% Kamala Harris? Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. And what about Thomas Chalvo?
Thomas Chalvo. Don't know the name.
All right, no worries. All right. Okay, so thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, all right. And thinking about the job Darren Schotto is doing as congressman from this district, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I do not know the name. I can't say.
All right. Thank you. So, if elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris? And would that be like 100%?
100%.
All right, thank you. And if the elections for the United States Senate were being held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcosell Powell, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Debbie Powell, the Democrat, 100%.
All right, thank you. So if the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Calico, the Republican candidate, and Darren Sato, the Democratic candidate, so who do you think you're going to vote for?
I'm going to vote for the Democratic candidate. And
the
if that's Darren Chavo, that's who it'll be.
All right, I'm Darren Sato. But,
Sato.
Yeah.
Sato. Okay.
Mm-hmm. No worries. So, as you may know,
and
there's
he's the Democrat, right?
Yes,
I'll vote
Darren
for the
Sato.
Democrat.
Yeah, Darren Sato is the Democratic candidate, and Thomas Calico is the Republican candidate.
Okay. Darren.
All right. Darren Sato, yes. So,
okay.
As you may know, there's also going to be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot, and one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change legislation's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you vote yes or no to support this amendment?
From what I can tell, that is not obstructing anyone from getting an abortion. Is that correct?
Correct. This is basically so that the government does not interfere with abortions.
Yes, I would vote yes on that amendment to prevent the government from interfering with abortions.
All right, thank you. So now I'd like to read you two brief statements about two candidates for the for Congress. So the first one is Colonel Thomas Calico, and he's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Calico will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Calico will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. While the other candidate, Darren Sato, is the current congressman for Central Florida. Sato is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver this for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Sato also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Sato will always fight for the efforts to cut Social Security He will fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. So based on those two statements, for who do you want to vote for?
Darren Sato, the Democratic candidate.
All right, thank you. So which of the following issues do you think are more important to the Congress to focus their attention on right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the list of issues goes, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs and creating and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, making healthcare affordable for working families, securing our border, lowering inflation and gas prices, improving 1-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in schools, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or protecting reproductive freedom?
Do I only pick one?
Please.
Okay. In this case, I'm going to say gun control. Because if we don't do that first, well, I mean, we have to do many things at the same time, but we got to get guns under control.
And then
protecting abortion freedom. And then everything. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, all right, thank you. I thought you were going to say something. So now I'm going to read you some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. And assuming that each of these are accurate, Could you please tell me how convincing a reason you think would be to vote for that candidate? On a scale of, this would be a very convincing reason, this is a somewhat convincing reason, or this has completely no effect on your decision. So the first one is, Thomas Chalifo is a fiscal conservative who will rein in and out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
That doesn't, I would say the last one, what's the last one? It doesn't affect, yeah.
All right. Thomas Chalifo will put an end onto the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
So the question is, how important is it, or is it somewhat important or not important?
Something like that.
I don't I don't believe that a Republican is going to do anything good, so I'm going to say in this case,
no,
it's important to me, but no effect, yeah.
All right, thank you. Thomas Chalifo will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who has served for over 30 years, Chalifo will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
What was that part about Donald Trump at the beginning? Please repeat that question.
For sure. Thomas Chalifo will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens.
Thomas Chalifo, was he the Republican candidate? I think we discussed that already.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm just going to say
no effect.
Whatever he says, no effect.
All right. Sato, this is the Democratic candidate, Darren Sato, has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Sato supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
It's very important.
So would this be a very convincing reason to support him, or somewhat convincing?
Yeah, very convincing reason. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sato helped down bring prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
Very convincing reason.
All right, thank you. And Darren Sato opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
Very convincing reason.
All right, thank you. So now that you heard a little bit more based on those statements, for who would you vote for if the elections for Congress are being held today? For Thomas Chalifo, the
Shotto.
Republican. Sato. All right, thank you.
Sato. The Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Democrat. All right,
yeah, Darren Shotto. Yeah, the Democrat. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to read you, again, a few statements about these two people running for Congress. And this time it's the opposite.
Uh-huh.
If you could tell me, based on each statement, if this gives you some serious doubts about supporting them, does this give you some doubts, or does this have no effect on you? So the first one is, Darren Sato has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases. Increases that targeted our small businesses.
So that's the Democratic candidate, Sato, right?
Yes.
Okay, that has no effect on my decision.
All right. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifo continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
No effect on my decision.
Well, Chalifo says he was a successful business owner. He and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
This is regarding the Republican candidate.
Yes.
I don't doubt it. So knowing this has no effect on my decision.
All right. Thank you. Darren Sato has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Sato has made our lives harder and probably not easier, and we shouldn't trust him with another term in Congress.
That has no effect on my decision.
Thomas Chalico blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took over $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
No effect on my decision.
Thomas Chalico stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Are you still there? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry.
I missed some of that. Hi there. I lost your connection. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are
can
you there?
Hear me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I lost
right, no
the
worries.
Last question.
Yeah, for sure. I can read again.
So Thomas
Chalico stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
So that information doesn't affect how I'm going to vote because I already know that they're horrible people. So would I say it has no effect on my decision?
Yeah, correct. Because since you're not going to support them,
okay.
It just has no effect on you.
Right.
So now
I'm not going to support it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So now having heard all that new information, if the elections for United States Congress are being held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalico, the Republican, and Darren Sato, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Darren Sato, the Democrat.
All right. Thank you. So what would you say is your primary source for national and political news? Would you say you get your news from, like, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC,
mm-hmm.
and some others, talk radio, El Nuevo
mm-hmm.
Dia, cable news network, your local newspapers, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Internet-based news sources, CNN, MSNBC, and I also read the New York Times and the Washington Post.
All right, thank you. So from which app or service would you say you get most of your news from? Would you say you get it from, like, Truth Social, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Oh. None of the above.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Not for news, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, for who did you vote for in the presidential ones?
I voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
All right. So what is the last grade of, or like kind of degree you have completed in school?
Oh, let's see. 12, 13, 14, 15. I have a bachelor's degree plus 2 extra years of college. University.
All right. All right. So would you say you have a master's?
12, 13, yeah, almost, yes.
All right.
Master's level.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
All right. Nope. All right. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say I'm moderate.
Moderate. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
You're very. Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.